Pilgrims set out before dawn Saturday morning on a long march to Knock, Ireland's National Marian Shrine, where tens of thousands of Catholics from across the nation's 26 dioceses are gathering for the National Eucharistic Congress, the first such nationwide event to be held in recent years in the Irish Church. The Congress begins Saturday morning with a morning prayer, followed by a series of workshops on themes related to communion and Eucharist for adults, teenagers, and children, and the anointing of the sick. It will culminate with the celebration of the Eucharist led by Cardinal Sean Brady, Archbishop of Armagh and Primate of All Ireland. During the Mass, candles will be blessed for each of the 26 cathedrals in Ireland. These will be brought back to each diocese to be placed at the center of the diocesan celebration on June the 26th, the Feast of Corpus Christi, a reminder of Christ's presence in each diocesan community and of the communion of the Irish Church in the lead-up to the 50th International Eucharistic Congress to be held in Dublin, Ireland on June 10th to 17th. Ira McCarthy spoke to Archbishop Michael Neary of Tuam, whose diocese is hosting the event.
June 25th sees the National Eucharistic Congress take place in Knock, which is within your archdiocese, as you pointed out. Can you just speak to our listeners generally about the programme for this National Eucharistic Congress?
At 11 o'clock, people will assemble for morning prayer in the Basilica at Knock Shrine. This will be followed by workshops which will deal with different topics. There's one workshop entitled Recognizing the Body. St. Paul responds to a divided church. And the second workshop then will be on forgiveness and remembering in new ways. The third workshop will involve the topic from receiving Holy Communion to building up communion. And there is a fourth workshop then, helping children to pray with the Blessed Sacrament. So you can see that all of the workshops focus on the Eucharist. They work towards the Eucharist and emanate from the Eucharist. There will be anointing of the sick. This is something that takes place and on pilgrimages to Our Lady's Shrine at Knock, and the sick and the invalids will be anointed at 2 p.m. Then at 3 o'clock, the National Eucharistic Congress Mass will be celebrated. The chief celebrant will be the Cardinal Sean Brady, the Archbishop of Armagh. He will preach the homily. And during the Mass, a Eucharistic Congress candle will be blessed. And there will be bishops, religious, and priests, and lay people from all of the 26 dioceses of Ireland. It's providential that this Eucharistic, National Eucharistic Congress is taking place as we celebrate the Feast of Corpus Christi.
Why is the National Eucharistic Congress taking place in Knock, which is a Marian shrine in Ireland? It is the Marian shrine in Ireland. Can you explain why?
Well, I think it is very appropriate that it would take place at Knock. It is, as you say, the National Marian Shrine. But Knock, the apparition at Knock was, while it is a Marian shrine, it has a very strong Eucharistic orientation. In the apparition, Our Lady, St. Joseph, and St. John appeared. But alongside them, there was the altar and the lamb on the altar, the lamb of sacrifice. A very definite allusion to the Eucharist. And the Eucharist is central to all pilgrimages to our Marian Shrine. Indeed, the Marian Shrine at Knock is probably, and I'm subject to correction on this, is probably the only shrine where in the apparition you had a Eucharistic dimension. In the presence of the altar and the lamb of sacrifice. So I believe it is because of all of that that the National Eucharistic Congress is taking place at Knock. And we must remember that when the operation at Knock took place in 1879, it was a period of great deprivation, a period of famine for the Irish people at the time. And the message of the apparition was very definitely a message of hope and healing for the people. Hope in the sense that God recognized their human cry for food and then was answering that cry by reminding people of the presence of the Eucharist among us as food for our journey through the wastelands and the wilderness of life.
Archbishop Neary, another thing that's very important to point out perhaps is that the Eucharist has always been central to the faith and the practice of the faith for Catholics in Ireland. And now we can also speak perhaps of another pivotal moment in the life of the Irish Church, that we are experiencing another form of famine, perhaps not literal, but more spiritual.
Well, we have been living through turbulent times, a very challenging period for the Church in Ireland. And as we look to the people of God in the past, the people of God remembered and reminded God of his promises. And that memory sustained and supported them and enabled them to cope with the various challenges. And on the other hand, when the people of God became a settled community in the Promised Land, there was a very definite temptation to self-sufficiency. And this had the effect of dimming their memory, dimming the memory of God's promises. And I think that today, in some way, we can identify with those reactions. Now, memory is central to the Eucharist that we celebrate. Christ has asked us, do this in memory of me. And in the Eucharist, we have food for the journey, nourishing us and enabling us to cope with the challenges of our contemporary culture, providing us with hope and with a sense of purpose and meaning in life. And I would hope and pray that the Eucharistic Congress will enable us to recognize that we move forward as a community, supporting one another, and all of us then supported by Christ's presence among us in the Eucharist.
Perhaps moving on slightly from the theological aspects of the Eucharistic Congress and looking perhaps more at the practical and, shall we say, tangible importance of the Eucharistic Congress. It's drawing the church from all 26 dioceses together. It's the first time in many, many years, as long as perhaps I can remember, that there's been such a national coming together and gathering of the Irish church. Is this perhaps, would you say this is one of the first visible signs we have of one of the practical ways the church in Ireland can come together and begin the journey of renewal after what has been very, very difficult years?
Well, I think in local situations, I'd be very conscious of the power and the presence of pilgrimage here in our own Archdiocese of Tuam, because on pilgrimage, people come together with a very definite purpose. For example, on the last Sunday of July, as people climb Crowpatrick, a mountain made holy by St. Patrick. And I'd be very conscious of people coming together with a common purpose on occasions like that. But this is the first time when we've come together as all of 26 dioceses, the representatives from each diocese, the laity, the religious, the priests and bishops. So I think there is a great sense of community, a great sense of togetherness, a great sense of our dependence on the Lord and our need for reconciliation, because reconciliation and renewal are very closely intertwined. unless there is reconciliation, then the renewal will not be based on solid grounds.
A moment of reconciliation and renewal, therefore, for the National Church in Ireland to come together, but also in view of next year's International Eucharistic Congress, which the Irish Church is hosting, most specifically the Archdiocese of Dublin. But obviously, this Congress in a year's time from now is something that the entire nation of Ireland, all the dioceses, and of course the Archdiocese are working towards. So how important is the National Eucharistic Congress in this perspective?
Well, I believe that the National Eucharistic Congress is creating an awareness of the importance of this occasion, not just for our own country, not just for Catholics here in Ireland, but for those who have gone to other countries. And remember, as a country, we have suffered quite significantly from immigration in the past. And Irish people have brought devotion to the Eucharist with them to the countries to which they have travelled across the globe. Now, I believe that many of those who are coming to celebrate the International Eucharistic Congress will have been touched in some way by the faith of people of Ireland who have emigrated and are working now in foreign lands. And it will make us aware once again of our responsibilities beyond our own shores. In the past, Ireland provided missionaries for developing countries and brought the gospel of Christ to places where Christ had not been known. Perhaps in recent years we have tended to become rather introspective because of our own difficulties, the scandals that we have been attempting to address because of the economy and for many other reasons. But the Eucharistic Congress, I believe, enables us to broaden our horizons once more and to look towards other peoples, and especially to look towards the Lord as the one who journeys with us in the Eucharist and provides us with food for our journey.
Father Kevin Doran, you of course are heading the organising committee for the International Eucharistic Congress. Its importance at an ecclesial level for the nation of Ireland, for Catholics in Ireland, but also how important is it in the context of the International Eucharistic Congress?
Well, I think there are two ways of looking at it. First of all, just from a purely internal point of view, one of the things, as in many countries, but particularly in Ireland, because the population of Dublin is so large, it would be very easy for people around the country to sort of say about the Eucharistic Congress next year, "Ah, sure, that's just a Dublin thing." And we've been very anxious right from the outset to make sure that it is clearly something which engages the whole Irish Church. And I have to say that dioceses all over Ireland are actively involved in our pastoral preparation programme for over a year now, and that's very encouraging. But, you know, I suppose in that sense, the fact that we gather together as an Irish Church at the moment, and particularly, I suppose, in the light of the fact that we've had difficult times in these last few years, coming to terms with the challenge of child sexual abuse and the failures of the church in that area, there is really a need for us to come together, to pray together, to recognise that the Lord is with us in good times and in bad. Then at another level, from an international point of view, I suppose, it's a little bit like preparing to welcome people into your home. You don't invite people for dinner and then sit down and wait for them to arrive. You obviously get ready for them to come. And our getting ready, I suppose, is to make sure that by the time people arrive in 2012 for the International Eucharistic Congress, we are really a Eucharistic community ourselves, and that we have undertaken the journey of preparation for the Congress, so that we can welcome them and benefit from the fruits of their faith when they come.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.